CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
We're live from the headquarters of CBS Radio. This is Fire It Up with CJ, which is now available on iTunes. Our guest today is Ragini Michaels, author of the book Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, helping us bring spirituality into common stressors in your life. I'm Cassandra from CBS Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ.
Hey, welcome everybody. We are talking about some of the stressors in your life and finding ways to gain independence and freedom from them. And one of the things I see all the time as a coach is people procrastinating, not making decisions, not moving forward, not doing anything sometimes. And, you know, it seems like they're, like when I work with them, it's either that they don't have structures to keep them organized. They have some major fear that they've encountered, and they haven't necessarily addressed that fear, or something else. So today, Ragini Michaels, a spiritual coach and author of Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, will help us gain awareness of the nature of procrastination and some tips for you to try out. So welcome, Ragini.
Hi, CJ. Again, nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great having you here. So, procrastination.
One of my favorite experiences.
Is it? It's one of your favorite? Are you being sarcastic?
Yes.
Because with you, I bet you probably would enjoy it. Just
well,
go into it.
I do, because it's nice to go into it. It really shows me a lot of things about myself.
Really? Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, the first thing I usually do when I realize I'm procrastinating, which generally means I've got a deadline somewhere that I have to meet.
Right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be procrastination.
Right.
I would just be putting it off.
Right.
Which is a little bit different in my world. You know, putting it off, procrastinating, I guess it's the same thing. So, does that make sense? That there's
no,
a deadline?
No, that makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense, you know.
So there's a difference between putting something off and procrastinating.
In my world, not in everybody's.
Okay.
For example, putting off doing vacuuming for me is different than procrastinating writing something for a deadline.
Fascinating. How so? I'm just diving into the mind of Ragini.
One has very little external ramifications. The other is just personal ramifications or internal ones.
I see. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So I think the pressure of procrastination is usually related to having something that someone else is going to see that if you don't meet that deadline, it says something about who you are.
Ah, I see. Right? So one has a lot more pressure.
Right. So normally what I do is I ask myself, okay, why did I say yes to doing this? That's the first thing I ask
myself all that time.
And the reason why I ask that is because it helps me stop complaining about the situation and take back responsibility for having created the situation in the first place.
Ah, interesting. So you kind of get back to the kernel of like, there was some reason at the time.
Mm-hmm. And even if I don't believe in the reason anymore.
Yeah, for me, it's usually to please someone.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Right? You do something you don't want because you don't want to make that person feel bad, or they did something for you and you want to reciprocate.
Right. And so then when it comes time to do it, when you put off the time, you start to procrastinate.
Because you never really wanted to do it in the first place.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
So first thing I do is go back to why did I get in this situation in the first place and take responsibility for it. And actually when I do that, it helps me then to settle in to, okay, I created this situation. So I can be responsible
for
it.
Versus.
And yeah, and it says to me, quit being a little kid who said, I don't want to do this, you know, because that's what my mind is doing.
Right.
And my emotional body is all upset because it doesn't want to do it either.
Right.
But it's because I said I would do it for something that is no longer important to me. I mean, actually, maybe it is. I want that person to like me.
Right.
But I don't want to have to, you know, do this thing so that they will like me.
Right. Oh,
right?
I see. Yeah, yeah.
So there's a conflict going on the inside.
Right.
So I honor the conflict because now I can see what it is.
Right.
Okay. I told this person I would do X because I wanted to please them, or I wanted to get a bigger check, or I wanted him to think I was more successful than I really am. So I said I would do more than I could
actually
do.
Well, sometimes it means procrastinating on a work project because I need to get paid.
Yeah, you need to get
paid. Or someone's gonna, my boss will be disappointed if I don't do this, or they're gonna think of me. Yeah.
Let's just comment on if it's a job you have and you have to get a deadline hit and you're procrastinating.
Right.
The same thing functions if you go back and you ask yourself, why am I in this situation?
Right.
Well, it might be something as simple as because I decided I wanted to have a family and now I'm responsible for providing the money to support that family, and that's why I'm here. It's out of love for my family. It's out of commitment to taking care. So when you can go back to the root cause of it, it oftentimes will give you the energy and the inner motivation to move and to act and go ahead and do whatever it is you need to do.
Right. So it's almost getting clear in your head. It's going back to that inner and outer reality, isn't it, again?
It is indeed.
Yes.
I don't know how to make it in the outer world without having an inner world to balance it.
Right. So, I mean, in that particular case, when we're talking, referencing back to the first segment, when you were talking about productivity and how do you actually get to that point, it's the outer world is asking you to produce something, right? Mm-hmm. Either doing something for your friend or a project, and your inner world is going, nope, not doing it. And so what you did is in that particular example, is you talked and said, what's going on, honey? I don't know. How do you talk to your inner self?
Well, usually what I can do and what most people can do is just sit down for a minute. Just stop for a minute.
Like, why am I not doing
it? Yeah. And not even so much, why am I not doing this, but why did I say I'd do it in the first place?
Right.
Because that's a little bit more positive, and it takes you back to what your original motivation was, be it a good one or a not good one. Doesn't really matter.
Okay. Right.
Then the thing that also is helpful to me is then I can sit down and wait for the energy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I get the energy to do it? I look into the future and I ask myself, what are the consequences of not meeting the deadline? Let me take it all the way to the most negative outcome.
I can only think of negative. Yeah, like getting fired, not getting a promotion, having my friend have a big pouty face.
Yeah. So those are the things. And then I ask myself, do I want those experiences?
Oh, so you guilt trip yourself.
No, this is not, no, CJ. This is not about guilt. This is about conscious choice. This is about using your free will, right? You put yourself into the situation.
Right.
Now you have the choice about how you're going to deal with it.
Right.
If you have a choice, if you actually have some inner productivity going for you and you can step aside from your mind.
Right.
If you can't do that, then you end up guilting yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Because then it's all mind stuff and you're not really finding your inner source of calm and peace that says, you know, I'm here. This is my journey. This is my life. Carlos Castaneda, in a series of books a long time ago, showing my age here, wrote, Don Juan, one of his main characters, said to Castaneda, do what you need, this is a paraphrase, do what you need to do, be impeccable, and act as if what you're doing is the most important thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And simultaneously, remember, it's not important at all.
Yep.
Now, if you can do those two, if you can hold those two things, you find balance, right? But you can't do it without developing the inner world as well.
Right.
Right. Even just a little bit of the inner world will help a lot.
And what that comment means is that, I mean, it's not like it doesn't matter at all. And like, this is how the teenagers, and it doesn't matter at all. It's more like the spiritual, and it doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter at all.
And the productivity, like in the end, in the final analysis, when you're in your grave, no one will remember whether you.
And even if they do. So
it
what?
It doesn't matter. You've reincarnated to another soul.
Now you have to balance it, because if you go to either side too much, it throws you out of balance.
Right.
If you say it doesn't matter with the initial energy that you put out there, then of course you're going to just give up.
Right.
And you might just choose not to do what
you do
kind
of a crappy job. You're not doing an impeccable job. You do
kind
of a sloppy job just to have it get done.
Yes.
Which I've seen happen with.
Yes. And so it's coming back to the balance. But the key for me with procrastination is asking myself, why did I put myself in this situation in the first place?
Yeah, because then you can get the inner motivation.
And the energy.
Yeah.
Right. And when I look to the future and I see how much stress I'm going to cause myself by continuing to put this off. right? Mm-hmm. Until like an hour before the deadline or the night before where you stay up until 4 a.m. finishing right. the project or the paper or whatever. Enormous amount of stress, not only that night, but all the way up to it because I'm going to be worrying.
Right.
And then I compare that to the amount of stress that I will have in the future if I just get up and do it now.
Right. So what's the energy component of it? Because you said you wait till the energy arises. I just kind of imagine an inanimate puppet and having a hand coming and making something happen. How does this whole thing, how does the energy arise for you?
In a way, it actually is sort of like if you sit, you know how when you stir a puddle up with a mm-hmm. stick? Okay. Mm-hmm. If you sit down, everything that you've stirred up with your worry about procrastinating and all of the stuff you've been doing has a chance to just settle energetically. Mm-hmm. All of your emotions, your energy just goes.
Yeah, you stop the swirling.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's energetically, that's happening at a certain level of vibration, if you will. If that gets too woo-woo, I'm sorry. But it's just, you know, it's like a certain level of,
right.
of vibration or movement that's going on inside
right.
of you. If you let that settle, right, and then you just sit there and you wait, right, you just wait because, and you hold in your mind, this project wants to be done.
Right.
Because I put it in my life.
Right.
So it's asking for my energy. So let me just hold the project in my mind and wait for the energy to come to do it. And if all the resistances come up, you just let them be there. And this is meditation
right.
on an active experience in
right.
your life. You know, people think of meditation as something you do for a 15 minutes or a half an hour every morning.
No, you do it every day,
you
every moment.
You do it all the time.
It calls
right?
for, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's where the inner productivity balances the outer and is actually the inner support you need that I talked about in the first segment.
Okay, so how about if you do this, you sit down and you swirl. The puddle, the puddle has been already
it's
swirled,
already
so you
swirled.
Let until all the sediment floats to the bottom and it's
right.
less swirly. I just imagine myself taking a nap afterwards.
And I'll say this, maybe that's what you need,
yeah.
is a nap. And when you wake up, generally speaking, the energy's there. Now, people have to have a bit of faith to try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound reasonable. It doesn't sound reasonable at all.
Right.
And
right.
I know I had a great deal of resistance to actually experimenting with this notion when it first began because
right.
I was so wired into being productive and doing.
Right.
So as I worked with that, I found from my experience that, woo, there you go. The universe agrees. My experience must be good. That little beep. What it is that happens is that whatever it is that wants to actually happen, happens.
Yeah.
The energy comes for it. Like it's in my life. There it is. It has to be done.
Right.
All I have to do is sit down and let everything settle and the energy to do it will arise because
right.
it's there.
Right.
It's in my life and guess who put it there?
Right.
Me.
Right. And actually, what I will say is having done that, when you actually mm-hmm. just stop and settle down and let all the sediment float to the bottom, you end up, and it's so counterintuitive because mm-hmm. what I would have done in the past and what I still do when I'm not conscious enough is I push through it. I just mm-hmm. use myself to gut through the whole thing.
Right.
And you know what? I just feel more tired mm-hmm. versus I think if you just kind of like, all right.
I've sat down. Up at night until 3 or 4 a.m. working on something, gutting through it, pushing
mm-hmm.
through it. I have since learned that if I don't do that, like if I go to bed, I can get up in the morning and in 1 hour of time get the whole thing done that took me all night to do.
Yeah.
So it might have taken me 4 hours gutting through. It took me 1 hour in the morning when I was rested and refreshed and had the energy to do it.
Yeah. And when the energy arose.
Yes,
yeah.
When the energy. It's
and
all about
that's
energy.
That's exactly what I experience.
Mm-hmm. And the energy is in your body. All you
yes.
have to do, we're so funny, like where's the energy? How am I supposed to get the energy?
Right.
It's in your body.
Yes, you'll get there.
You have to do is wait for it to arise. Right?
Right.
And if you're tired, you know, this is one of the big things we don't do in our world. We don't honor our tiredness because
yeah.
we're so stressed out and we so believe we can't.
Yeah, we got through it versus
yeah.
just taking the nap because maybe that is what your energy wants to do, which is rest. So a completely alternate way of thinking about procrastination. This is not about gutting it through, but it's about creating the inner motivation for it. So we have Raghini Michael's Unflappable 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. Go to our website, WAGINIMICHELS.com, and you can get her book. And you can also find it in Barnes & Noble and Amazon. We'll be right back.